Today I'm talking to Pam Foley, who is one of the exhibitors at the Kicking the Bucket Festival, which runs from today until mid-November.
Hello.
Can you tell us about the festival as a whole then and what we can expect to see going on?
Well, the Kicking the Bucket Festival is run by an organiser called Liz Rothschild, and the aim of the festival is to break taboos about talking about death and to bring into it more the themes of life as well as death and dying into the conversation to relieve the sort of distress that some people might feel around these topics.
So what kind of exhibits are there then in this kind of a festival?
Well, there's, I think, about 40 different events going on, which span the range from spoken word to musical events and an art piece like mine.
So tell us about your exhibit.
Well, my exhibit is called Roots of Sorrow, Grieving Without Finality. And it came about from a time after the death of my mother. And I myself was obviously in a state of grief. And what it provoked in me was the loss of other people in my life as well, friends. As I was grieving, as an artist, I started to do work that didn't have an end in mind. I started to just work with materials, colors, images, thoughts, ideas, and just sort of work through feelings on canvases and on paper. And then I began to see some relationships that were happening within this body of work that, although I wasn't conscious of it at the time, started to come into certain themes for myself. And those are the themes I decided to explore in this work. So underlying the whole theme is the idea of loss of somebody, of course, through death, but also loss of other things as well.
And how do you hope that people will relate to your exhibit, or what are you hoping people are going to get out of it?
Well, this piece of work, it's, if you can imagine, the size of three doors beside each other. So it's a large, what we call multimedia piece. So there's paintings, there's three-dimensional objects, and it's in the form of, you could say, a triptych. So there's three parts to it. At the moment, it's residing in a church, which might make some sense, St. Barnabas Church in Jericho. And it's a nice setting for this because, although, of course, a church, you're dealing with religious ideas and a certain spirituality, of course, framed by that. My work offers, I think, a spirituality, but not in that religious sense. I've got a couple of symbols within the work that I've used to tie certain ideas together. So I use the symbol of a bird with a broken wing to come to symbolize our internal self, our vulnerability. And then I also use another symbol of a rose, a dried rose and dried rose petals, as symbolizing a sort of continuity of sorrows that can come through generations. So in that way, I'm also looking at a broader idea of loss and called chronic sorrow, as well as another one called inherited sorrow. So these are broader themes that I'm also working with within the larger picture.
With the theme of loss and sorrow in your piece, how do you think that fits into the festival as a whole and maybe the other exhibits that are going on over the festival?
I made my work before this festival was organized. So I've been thinking and working on these themes for a while. And it fits into the theme overall because although the festival is called Kicking the Bucket, and there's this idea that death is something we as a society don't like to talk about, but at the same time, there is life affirmation within this process, obviously for the living. But I, in my work in particular, I don't sort of, it sounds a bit bleak, but I don't dwell on the bleakness of it, I suppose. I do offer hope within the work, and this again through symbolism. So it's sort of like an onion that needs to be unpeeled, and it will take a little bit of time to go and look at the images and to figure out the symbolism within the whole work. But I've given guidance there in terms of booklet that I've got on display, as well as other texts that will help people work their way through it. So I do see it as a work of art that is dealing with issues of loss, but also how we integrate these thoughts into our life in a life-affirming way. I want to say that it's a complex piece of work. It's a visual medium, so of course there's no words there in the work, in the artwork itself. So it takes a bit of patience and maybe repeated visits to see what you can get out of the work. It's offered to you to get you as a viewer to get out of it what you need, however you want to approach it in terms of your own experience in life, in terms of loss. I think there's enough visually to keep people interested, but also there's the opportunity to go more in depth in relation to the whole theme of the festival, mm-hmm. which is just spending time thinking, reflecting, discussing what it is around the issues of death that might be relevant to you. I like to say that my work is curiosity through conversation. So I could, if you'd like to phone me, my details are in the Kicking the Bucket brochure. I will certainly go down there if I can and meet you. And we can have a discussion. I will do that with a group of people. There's no one right answer to anything. So it's just a form of, it's a resource for discussion around the issues of loss and grief.
So you yourself will be down at your exhibit then quite often?
The church is not open during the week, but I'll have a key so I can meet anybody who'd like to call me.
So when are people able to go down and see your show?
Well, in the Kicking the Bucket brochure, it does say there's a particular person to phone, and that person's named Paul. So he could either let you in, or if you'd like to talk to me in particular, I can also let you in. Otherwise, it's open on Sundays when the church is giving services.
And you can just head down there, can you? You don't have to book, you don't have to get a ticket. It's completely free.
Free, yes.
Okay. And is that true for all of the events, all of the exhibitions?
Some of the exhibitions, I think, do have a fee. I think most of them are free, but it's best to look at the Kicking the Bucket brochure and find out what's going on. Or the website, which is www.kickingthebucket.co.uk. The idea of loss can be how you define it for yourself. So it could be the loss of a boyfriend or a relationship, or to anybody, depending on how they interpret the word loss. So that could mean the loss of a relationship, a special relationship. It could mean the loss of a place you live, a job you have. I mean, it just depends on how you want to interpret that and how you'd like to delve into it. Take a bit of time to delve into why, for example, let's say you lost a job that you like. What were the issues there for you? What does that bring up in you? Does it relate to anything else in your life, in the past, to anyone you know, that you can tie it all in together? I think the artwork allows enough, it's broad enough to allow for various interpretations, various ways into the whole concept of loss.
Yeah, something that really does apply to everyone in some sort of way.
In some way, yeah.
And maybe not the most comfortable topic, but there potentially will be something in the festival that will be of interest to you. And, I mean, you can't really say a good time of year to have this, but I suppose we've got Halloween and Day of the Dead and these old traditional times of year coming up where people think about death and reflect on this kind of stuff. That's when this festival's being held.
That's right. It's not a mistake that it's held at this time.
Yeah.
It is a time of reflection, generally. And so to spend a bit of time, which in our everyday fast-paced daily lives, we maybe don't allow any time for just sitting back and thinking about things that are uncomfortable and are not pleasant to talk about, and just give ourselves some time to think about that, those
and
issues.
In a very creative way as well.
Yes,
in a creative way. Great. Well, thanks for talking to us today, Pam. You can go down to see any of the exhibits at Kicking the Bucket Festival all through this month and into November. And all the details are on the website and in the brochure.